I want to pass over, elaborate the two Nakudas from the Inuk and Esmi, and the Mamshech, not the Chiluk and the Torah for Mitzvahs. We spoke about Hidr Mitzvah last week. One of the Nakudas we saw, which I'll elaborate, is that the Dinsh Hidr Mitzvah is learned out from Pasuk Zekeli Van Mehu. It's not the fun of the mitzvahs. So, it's a Maridik and Nakuda. The truth of the cross says, Zekin and Aveil, because I'll say, Zekin and Aveil, how you marry an oyster the etzba. Because I'll say, the Kali Yisrael reached that point. The Hasoga in the Borei Olam, that was clear enough that they could be marry an oyster the etzba. And they said, Zekin and Aveil, and the truth of the cross, Aveil, it means Anirahu, it means Lashon Noah, same as Lashon Noah. Beautified. So Chazal Darshan is talking about Hidr Mitzvah. So the Pasuk says, Vandehu. They saw the Bar-Oilu, they saw Gila's Bar-Oilu, and they said, Vandehu. So the Bechla was saying, let's see, we just want to spell it out. In the Mechilta, the Parashat Zekin, if the Pasuk Zekin Avim, Vashalach, בשמול אומר כי אפשר להן בויס בקוינה פוס אקזקטלי נו מבי בשמול אומר כי אפשר להן בויס בקוינה את הנד פרסנט וורד שו וואט דה וורד להן בויס מינס דט איט מינס וואשן ביוטיפול אלא א סמול פון דה מיצווס אס רול דה נו סוק איז נו סיט איז נו טונה סו דה שאנג זאלס נאר אוקיי דט דזנט מין דה לרן אגן יא האב טו מק איינ דה טרוט טו דה קלאב סו דה סיינג איז ווי דונט האב אני אדר וויי טו ביוטיפיי דה ברן אלא אלא סו דה מיצווס. But Be'etzim Hidr Mitzvah, Malay Kosev Yev Shalom, there's a way for the Yid to beautify the Baruch. If we had a Chetimse, from Malay Hadroi to beautify the Baruch, beautify the Baruch, be Mahadu the Baruch, the way is Mitzvah. Attach it up. That Mitzvah is, to us, Akeshem with the Baruch. That's other types of kesher to the Baruch. I want to show to Rambam. The Rambam shows to Nakuda. Shows to this Nakuda. Spells out, I'm sorry, this Nakuda. We got another chiluk in Dini Mitzvahs. The Rambam speaks this out. Rambam Sefer Hashchita, there's a mitzvah, one of the Targum Mitzvahs, called Kisi Adam. If you shecht an oif and a chayah, after the Shchita, it's part of the mitzvah, chiluk of the Seder of Shchita, there's a mitzvah to cover the dam ba'ofa. And his din is born in a few places. Shabbos was born in Shabbos, was born in Shabbos, besides Shabbos. And we the last halach in Rambam per Gidal halach at Tessayinu, Shemechase lo yichase baragli. The most first instinct reaction would be when dirt's on the floor, right? So you take off of this mound of dirt and you kick it with your leg onto the dam. Shemechase lo yichase baragli, el biyode. You bend down with your hand, or the sakin, or the kli. Either use a yad, a sakin, or a kli. Kedei, shalom yinag minag b'zoyim b'mitzvahs, yivzuyis olav. Lashon Gemara, Shabbat, Beis, all the places. Shalom yiyah mitzvahs b'zuyis olav. What a person does with his foot, some things which are not the local dick. It's a kick, it's not this. With your hand, a kli. Here it leads to the Rambam. The Rambam was borrowing something. There's a klal gadol mitzvah, shalom mitzvahs b'zuyis olav. She mentioned the Gemara in Shabbos, mentioned the Rabbi Narkanaka also. You're not supposed to do tashmishay hediyot in front of Ner Chanukah, you shouldn't use it. Okay, money, put money in front of it. Because shalom mitzvah b'zuyis olav. It's a kol gadol mitzvah. You shouldn't do, you shouldn't be noyed towards a mitzvah, chefs of the mitzvah. Moifim b'zayim. But the Rambam wasn't stopping there. The Rambam was all, she'ein hakovoy la'atzmon shel mitzvahs. elevation tziva of Hashem Baruch Hu. Before we turned around, the Rambam Kinnear was bothered. Doesn't make any sense. It makes a difference to the dam if you do it with the foot or not. The dam has feelings. The dam cures if you put the offer on the dam with what's the word? That's the Rambam was bothered. So the Rambam this nekuda. She'ein ha'kofet la'atzmon shel mitzvahs ela mi she'tziva b'hem baruch hu. The mitzvah is the baruch hu. That's the mitzvah. Now he's marich, interesting. Now he's marich in the godless of Eivishter. Spoke about the simchas mitzvahs, chivis mitzvah. There's a point, what is mitzvahs for us? Ela mi she'tziva baruch hu v'tzilonu mi l'mashmesh b'choyshech. Rambam very often, the last Rambam in Halachas is marich. Rambam says, Kadosh Baruch gives us mitzvahs. What did He do? He saved us from wandering in the darkness. Rambam says there are two pratim in a mitzvah. First of all, it's the yashar ma'isim. In many places it says this. We mentioned this once. It says l'nitnu ha'mitzvahs alitzarfim as a bris. The mitzvahs refine us. Va'or l'horis nesivas yashar. It also illuminates the way from us. Many people in the world, they're wandering around. They're floundering. They're walking aimlessly, they're not sure where they are today, tomorrow, they're not sure where. When you do a mitzvah, you spoke yourself in the Magen Mishnah, you do real estate, you know you're exactly where you're supposed to be, you're in the straight path. These are two pratim of the greatness that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave in a mitzvah. Chayin Woyim and Yerayim, and Zerayim, Nerel Yerayim, the Rech of Arlen Yisivas. So for the two pratim in the Rambam, first the Ikra Nekudah, we want to say, the Rambam is spelling out this Nekudah. That when we are being miyaches a certain hanhog, an attitude to the mitzvah, from a baze a mitzvah, if you act for something that by a human being is a bizoyim, you kick it, or you do something that's a very trivial thing in front of the Ner Hanukkah, so your mevazel baranon, your value for the baranon just went down. No matter, that's what you're saying. No. And then he's Rambam Bismarach. And the Baruch Hu, you know, he gave you with this mitzvah. The Baruch Hu gave you a chance in there, whatever. And my mom was good. I was asked this a few times, you see, in the Rambam. And he wanted to be moist if he covered a mitzvah. He wasn't mistopic and just saying it's mitzvah. See, the Rambam went into the godless mitzvah. The Rambam over here, he wanted it. And the person should feel that she covered a mitzvah. He didn't just say, Shekach tziva adoinoi. He says that it's an error. It's an error. We saw this all the time. You're allowed to, and many times the kochos nefesh of a person are activated and animated when he's most buoyant on the godless of what we get from the mitzvahs. Yeah, it's benosif, but a kaponim. The same that the Rambam is saying, you don't do, you do bizoin to a mitzvah, you bring mavaz the best in the baroilo. When you mahadur a mitzvah back, we saw this week, you mahadur the baroilo. The simcha we have in mitzvahs, the nekuda we keep on seeing, is tightens up our relationship. We spoke at this nekuda, what is the big. So what was the tefillah? The tiny says you touched up the boot. Are you happy to be very long? Are you happy to be very long? Mitzvahs by us is the girl. When you mahadu, you buy a talis na. When you buy a talis na, when you buy tefillin mudars, sefer Torah na. Sometimes sefer Torah and esri. So when mahadu mitzvahs, you mean mahadu the girl. That's the girl. You don't mahadu the girl. So nekuda achas. Take the nekuda. Just want to chaz over. Just want to strengthen. As I said towards the end of the vav, just yeah, big yisoy. So last week we spoke about the body hider, but in fact, and the whole chiluk shem in mitzvahs. We saw explaining the yisoy the days of Levi and the Chaim that hider always has to be attached to the mitzvah, has to be in the frame of the mitzvah. And again, this is very important, extremely important. Makiv. It's crucial that as we're being Oisik, we've been Oisik in the Simcha Mitzvah, the Chivav Mitzvah, we've been Oisik in Hidra Mitzvah. These are all things that we said are adding in the attitude we do the mitzvahs. And that's an expression of our feeling towards the mitzvah. That's it. You have to unleash and you have to access your feeling towards the mitzvah. And we brought from the Rambam's Moshel to Me'ilah. The Rambam is talking about Tamei Mitzvah, it's a Moshel in the Rambam. The Rambam is talking about Tamei Mitzvah. The Rambam is in the word that it's Kedai for a person to get a Tamei Mitzvah. It's the Rambam we just saw, it just gives a Tam Koli to all Mitzvah. It's a narrative, it illuminates us, it directs us, this direction, it finds us. But as you're doing the Tam, it's a great Baal Yilach, but it has to be in the context of its ego. And we add it in, the Derech HaTev is when you focus a lot on that, the Yisoid Rishon of what a mitzvah is, a gzeiru, it gets weakened. You need chizik, you need mechazik, you need mechazik. Yeah. Doesn't part you from the mitzvah. What I tell Ben Chorin, the Potomim man, we need to have both the crudeness of a mitzvah. We need to have the year of the tzivui of the mitzvah. That's the tzivui of the mitzvah. And we need to have the time of the mitzvah, the hiddur of the mitzvah, the simch of the mitzvah, the chavivus of the mitzvah. The blend of that mitzvah, that's is going to be the shleimus of our mitzvahs. A yid who does mitzvah b'shleimus, that's he has both of the chudus. He has the tzivui cemented by it. And in any second, you like tell him, you'll stop him a second, saying, you know, maybe you could do it another time. Well, I'll talk about that in a few minutes now. But mitzvah sheni, you could be mizboinin on how wonderful the mitzvah is, how much it does for him, how much it's a present to him. But again, that's all if it's in the framework of atzilut. And the second you don't do that, the Rambam says, it's me'ila. You're treating the mitzvah as something that I'm doing, I want to do, I want. You could also want to do it. That's not as clear. It's not as clear as something that atzilut wants to do, but make sure that you never leave, you never misnatik, you never leave the framework of the atzilut and the zero of the mitzvah. Then I want to continue tonight. I want to talking about now the sugya of mitzvahs. In the beginning, we spoke about the etzem kiyum mitzvah, etzem asiyas mitzvah, performance, execution of the mitzvah. And we've been speaking about now the attitude of how you do the mitzvah. Different things of a mitzvah, of the mitzvah. You do b'simcha, you do b'chavivus, you show chavivus, you cherish it. You're mahadir, you beautify it. You're moistif even in the beautification of the mitzvah, your own ideas, your own ways you beautify. So I want to talk about the chiluk, a little bit the chiluk of year. There's a certain nekud of attitude that's the chiluk of the year of the mitzvah. But that also is moistif in the mitzvah. I spoke about all these things are moist in the mitzvah. And the moistif in the mitzvah. And very possibly you get extra schar, complete schar in this world before from the going, because these are not, you're not mitzvah to do the mitzvah, the etzet. Last 2 weeks, we spoke about more things that are on the Nafa Ava, the more connected than the Nafa Ava, either Simcha and Chavivas. Then I want to speak about Cheridat HaMitzvah. Cheridat HaMitzvah, which also is part and parcel of the basic idea of the attitude that he is supposed to do a mitzvah. It's beyond the etzem execution mitzvah. It's always what he's supposed to do, what he is supposed to do a mitzvah with a certain amount of Cheridat. I mentioned a few times that there's a Sefer Haredim. Chayolim's Klal Mitzvahs is taken from Sefer Haredim. Sefer Haredim was originally written by someone named Rav Elozer Eskari. He was the Tkufa of the Arizal and the Beis Yosef. Now, you notice he called his Sefer Mitzvahs Haredim, as we call it, Haredim. And Olam knows very well, and there it's Yisroel, and from Lidna called Haredim. In America, there's different languages for it. I don't know, they call them Yeshivish, they call them Ultra-Orthodox, Orthodox. In Eretz Yisrael, the name of religious or scrupulous, you call Haredim. Even if you're not extra scrupulous, it's Haredim. It's the Makar is from the Sefer Haredim. Haredim, at the end of his Adam, explains why did he call Sefer Haredim. What I'm trying to show is that there's obviously a very central idea. He wrote a Sefer Mitzvahs and he called it Haredim. Karosi B'Shem Hasefer Haredim, Lechiber Kotten Zesh Chibarta, Vamaskeres Mitzvah Seitzrein. Vishomu Chazal, Kilkach Nosem Le HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaTorah B'Sinai Be'esh U'Barash. He's referring to the Gemara in Brachas, when it says Be'ema B'Reses U'Bezeel. It says Koilos, Lapidim. Sheyinu Oz Be'ema B'Yir B'Reses U'Bezeel Chazal, the Pasuk says, the Klal Yisrael shook and they moved back in fear from the Ba'alim Mishat Mishash Mantar. Zikaron lanu shenasek b'torah v'mitzvaseh ad oylam be'ema v'yir v'resh v'zeh. It's a chiddush on the Haredim, first of all. You could have learned the Gemara, and could be other people learning the Gemara, talking about specifically Esek HaTorah. The Gemara says, Sugya Valkari, the Chris about Esek HaTorah. He's learning that the fact that the backdrop, the environment in which the Kaddish Baruch Hu gave the Torah, is not only an environment that's supposed to accompany Torah, it's supposed to accompany mitzvahs. Mitzvahs need a certain amount of mitzvahs. Now he brings three Makaris in the Foreship Sukkim. The Bar Olam refers to people who carry mitzvahs as Haredim. Ksib the same for Ezra. The Haredim and mitzvahs alikeinu. Nobody's talking about group of them. The Haredim and mitzvahs alikeinu.
Benemer, zweitens, I say, Yavi Yishai, Shimu Dvar Hashem Acharedim El Dvorot. Listen, Dvar Hashem Acharedim El Dvorot. V'ksiv, V'elzeh Abed El Oni Nuchay Ruach V'nuchorid Al Dvori. The Shbobo says, this is the person who I have my focus on, my spotlight on. Somebody who's an Ono. Nuchay Ruach V'nuchorid Al Dvori. This is Yisoid and Mitzvahs. Behemshech, in the beginning of the Sefer, he brings in the Sechesher Zuta that says, Havichor v'sos al kol ha-mitzvos. This is the blend that we've been talking about. The two basic things that are supposed to be covering a person's mitzvos is sos v'chored. It seems from the Sefer Chored, and it's documented for us, that the chored is more basic. Near the more basic level and more defining thing about mitzvos is chored. That last thing I want to ask is ready, which I got more of a focus on. But what we're trying to show is that there's something basic about being chored al dvorot. So now first, let's touch up. What does it mean chored al dvorot? And also, okay, chored obviously means a certain amount of fear. It's a fear of trepidation. Does it apply only to lois essays? Maybe it applies to lois essays? No, it applies to essays also. Right away he brings the hemshech, the abdomen. The isa v'sifri parashas ba loyscha. It's the famous parasha of Pesach Sheni. He's talking about there's a chilul of Klal Yisrael that was on his gomor. They weren't able to do Pesach Rishon. And they came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they came with a claim. Tviyah. Came with a tviyah. But we'll see what we're talking about. Tviyah. They went to the other thing. They came with a tviyah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lama Nigara. Chazal said of this in the Sifri. Melamed Shia B'nei Adam K'sherim V'charedim Al HaMitzvus. We're talking about an essay. The middle is the same. And the fact that they came with a HaKadosh Baruch Hu a tviyah. I know. We'll start touching up. There's some people who do mitzvahs. Mitzvahs comes that they actually do mitzvahs. Oh, but they do mitzvahs with a certain weight that is something that they need and is something that is of such importance that they're scared if they'll miss it. Let's touch up a little bit harder. I've said a few times that generation, there's a lot of hesitation to the whole sugya of yor. The taich of cheredes amitzvus, it doesn't mean fear. The moron's going to hurt you, that's not what it means. We're talking about b'shas mitzvah, we're not talking about b'shas tamayis mitzvah. Cherede is a certain concern and worry that you're not going to do mitzvah, you're not going to do tzivu rabban. Before the oynish, those are yor's oynish, before the oynish, tzivu rabban. We've been seeing that Aleph at Tziva Bore, actually not at Tziva Bore, but Beis, the value of it. The Chared is because of both of it. The Chared is because of Aleph, the Etzim Tzivui, and the Ma'as Avdus, and because of the value of the mitzvahs. This is the touch of Chared. Now, when we talk about today the word Daiga, everyone gets nervous, worried. So, I said this a few times, and to me, I'm very serious, I'm not sure this is Aleph's. Again, if a person has issues, a person has real issues and anxiety or CD, things like that, then you can't have this balance. But we mentioned this is an hour days of year. This is an hour days of year. If you don't have this nekuda, the daiga is something. It's something basic. It's a healthy thing that everyone has, and it's part of being hour days of year. We've spoken about many times. The daiga, anything that's valuable in a person's eyes, he's daiga over. Any parent. When they're handling the children, there's always a certain amount of concern and worry that they're nervous for the child. So his physical state, so his emotional, spiritual state. Well, you can't be dying. Of course. When any person's carrying, I was speaking in the house a little bit about the missus, my daughter gave him Marshall. You know, she gave him Marshall Varro one time, gave him money to pay wine. Julie for the collar, my son's collar. We gave her a lot of money to pay, make the payment. A young teenage girl, she was very, very nervous when she was on. She was normal, she wasn't overwhelmed to take over, but yeah, when she was going to take over, she went to Meshambula, where she met the person. She said she remembered that was a concern that stood out there. It was a kashubarish. It's not bad, they're not healthy. It's normal. She's normal. And it's a squist to be able to buy. Julie, close my money for a good reason. You die, that's normal. So when Tosis, we started in the beginning of this man, we saw when Tosis the Gedushin says Gadol Mitzvah V'Oise is because the Mitzvah V'Oise is Doeg and Yori Pen Yavar Al Mitzvah. This is what he means. He doesn't mean an uncontrollable anxiety. Yes, you're right. If it's an uncontrollable anxiety, that's a problem. I have to work on that. It's not for that. But regularly, a regular person, I don't scream who's a regular person, tell me, Matt, whatever. Big tone of what means a regular person, but you're supposed to have the ability to have a night of mitzvahs. And the Haredim is telling us this is a basic. This is a basic tonight of mitzvah. And this is what I want to touch on. This also identifies us as the kind of mitzvahs. This is the source of the name in Eretz Yisrael Haredim. Because one of the things that defines us is not only Mekayim mitzvahs, but Haredim mitzvahs. One of the basic things that we want to stick out is that we don't just do mitzvahs and make sure they're done, take care of business. No. We care about the mitzvahs that better does. We have a basic certain worriedness. We aren't missing the mitzvah. And where's the expression, he says, and this is very true today, you'll see. When you have a ptor for the mitzvah, you could yotzei on the mitzvah. Are you looking, are you going out of your way to be yotzei on the mitzvah? If you're concerned about something, something's very valuable, then yeah, you go out of your way. This is chavdas mitzvah. It's a basic trait. And it's supposed to be a basic sugang in a mitzvah. And kinira, as Baal Rav, a mitzvah that's done without chavdas is not the same as a mitzvah chavdas. Just like a mitzvah that's done without simcha is not the same as a simcha. A mitzvah that's done with, again, we're talking about like concern. Kind of rush of seriousness. I sometimes, you know, come to certain places and I right away like try to find out. What's the times when I'm young or I go to a new place, I go to my parents in America, my dad, what's the place? Like calm down. I'm not very calm, I'm very, very calm. But it's extremely important to me to know davening is a mitzvah and minyan, bashas and mishavu is the second mitzvah and got it. It's something that I want to take care of right away. I'm not taking over my life, This is the type of a Haredi. That's the Haredi. A person who's like that, I'm going to tell again somebody, he's not Haredi, that's a touch. He's like, okay, work it out, yeah, it comes. Yeah, calm down. Again, if the person has issues and his therapist told him, no, I'm not talking about that, that's an exception. We're a regular person, he says, you know, I'm not talking about someone who's coming in and trying to hold it. Yeah, it's important in the first thing, this was part of the taina. Obviously, we can't get into the tefillah, but this was part of the tefillah. On Moshe Rabbeinu, we had two parishes ago, that he was oisik the mola in chila before the mila. A mila, someone who has a basic charga, the first thing he takes care of is the diamonds, the things that. In Mrs. Sharm, we see the kudel of her. First of all, the whole tzugang that we're saying, that charga doesn't necessarily come from knowledge. It could, again, there is that, but it could come from value. And show Mr. Yisharim, Ms. Mehuer also. It's Mevar, there's a Diktuk and Mitzvahs. Diktuk and Mitzvahs, we've spoken about at the beginning of the Vala very much. Dahayu, every Knechen and Mitzvah. Every Knechen and Mitzvah. And just now recently learning of the Sitzes. So the two basic Chachotis. Stone Adam doesn't have a basic, but then we've got a Mitzvah. There's a lot of you're supposed to have an Ayin in your Sitzes and your Chutim before you make a Bracha. That could be even before you put it on. Could be on the Talos Gadol, Talos Katan, I must learn after that. Is it sad? It's big even. For sure could be Shash Bracha Batala, maybe. And maybe the mitzvah. Now the post come over, but you could learn Chazok. You could think you could learn Chazok. But since it's Efshel Avure, it's an Indian, it's a Din Shulchan Aruch, and this is called a Diktuk and a Mitzvah. You put a mitzvah, you sit as Mach Hashem Yoytzvah, but it's a Diktuk and a Mitzvah. Not a Halacha. You mafrid the strings. You have to separate the strings. And Mishnah Berurah, the Chazon Shalom is the header, and Mishnah learns Kubimakir. Food is just things that are tangled, Mishnah learns Kubimakir. Again, what's the tzad that's tangled to the sun? It's a Diktuk and Mitzvah. Don't give me a Moshe. How much does a person concentrate on Diktuk and Mitzvah? It's really famous thing, everyone got to this far in the Sefer Sharm. Sharm. Perkalf. He talks about why we're here in this world, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Iker thing
the composed of the Bar Olam is Mitzvahs Avodah. So he says, "In Achish is that was a novim miyad choymer hamitzvahs shalenu v'yikar avodah shaviyadenu." Interesting, shinui. Mitzvah he calls choymer and avodah calls yikar. But there's a certain, it sounds like strictness, stringency of mitzvahs. But look, the Hemshet, how he calls what's the choymer. So first he starts, "Kinei elo em amsoim avim oisam al shleimus." This is the only way we come to shleimus. This is our ticket to shleimus. Shleimus, Shurban Haba, we could start getting it here. I'm going to skip a little bit. Ma'ata, the only one, this is the point I want. He rounds out, he summarizes. Ma'ata vadayu. Shadiktuk shiduktak al inyan amitzvahs vavoido. You cover both of them. When it comes to dedukim, again, paying attention to detail, precision, precision. Muchrach shibetachlis adiktuk. It's muchrach shibetachlis adiktuk. What's his mashal? Kashi dakritugu shoikli hazov va pninim loroy yakov. Here's a mashal, mean down. There are certain things in the world that you weigh in pounds or kilo. You know, sugar or milk, it's tons of it. You know, it's not so valuable. It's not a kilo thing. You get to something a little more valuable, you weigh in grams. Silver is in grams. Diamonds and gold, exactly. Diamonds and gold are weighed in carats. Some tiny measurement, like a carrot seed. Why? Tiny, I don't care. One more tiny bit of sugar, what's the feeling? The answer is something of utmost value. Every small thing is worth almost. The difference between one more carat of a diamond and a diamond could be priced in thousands of dollars. Zoktim is a John, this is a marshal of Diktuk HaMitzvahs. When something's serious, you know, what's my daughter was saying? She could lose, I don't remember what it was, $2,500, I don't remember what it was. She never had so much money in her hands. She had a certain seriousness, a certain... Stomach at the same time, she probably felt a little happy. She's helping out her brother, coloring, you know. So, it was probably, at the same time, it was probably two feelings. That's different. This is Lizbate in Diktuk HaMitzvahs. The sug, the amount of chered a person has in mitzvahs, is going to be how much he's medactic in mitzvahs. Esrei, it's a difference. Grafted, not grafted. Stomach's okay. Yeah. Stomach. The stomach is for sugar and for cement or something like that. Yeah. For diamonds, you don't say the stomach. You don't say the stomach. You don't say the stomach. And this is only the chiluk of the yoker of the mitzvah. Also, it's been the tariq of the avdus, the mitzvah, the gzeir of the mitzvah, the dvar Hashem. It's in the stomach. This is something that we have to develop. Zok, b'charedim, this is the name I call on the sefer of mitzvahs. That's what mitzvah is about. Mitzvah is about being charedim. Dainu come out, we're saying this, we've been saying this a couple many times. There's like two dinim being a charedim mitzvahs. It will help you in the etzem mitzvah and the mitzvah. But it also changes your relation to the Bar Olam. That's why, again, that's the name Sacharidim today. It changes your relation to the Bar Olam. And we started today that a mitzvah shots up a mission to the Bar Olam. How valuable is the Bar Olam to you? Something valuable you're nervous about before. You don't wait till the last second. You know you're handling something of value. You know you're handling something of worth. So the Charid al Dvar is Charidim. This is Charidim. Is the Chafzah. I want to see the voice of the Mardi of my Malkum. It's from Pharisee. How basic the Nakuda of Chered of Mitzvahs is being read. It's a sug in Shabbos. Now, hey, Bobo, my base. It's a sug in Peleta Shechazer. The Gemara has a. By my Pharisee, it was a. Cube of a frosha, kusha. Tell him the shear how much time. The shechazera rats become this rat in the stomach of Ali. More talks about hearing, swallowing, and silence. The amount of time. And the Gemara's Mavur and Pilopam and Bays, that there's a biological difference. Yes, I'm saying again, a biological difference between a goy and a yid a biological difference between a goy and a yid in their body heat. In the body, it's body temperature, it's body heat. It's body temperature. Why? Once again, the Gabi in the Sukkot of the Mar, Mele says, maybe it rots quicker in a Jewish woman's stomach than in the Maybach. A goy. It's not as hot. Her body temperature is not as hot. So it takes longer. That's what it says. Why? What causes this biological difference between a Jew and a Yid? One Shabbos, the Pei Vav and Beis. Talk to tomorrow. Shikhus and Shalomimim of Mount Yisrael, the digi, the daigi, the mitzvahs, chavol gufayu. Klal Yisrael, the daigi and mitzvahs, that slight concern and trepidation we spoke about, that's supposed to accompany you almost constantly. It creates a certain, that's a good point. Yeah, when you activate the power of fear, even a little bit, by you, it's a certain, it creates a certain deity. The goy doesn't have that. The goy is not diagnosed. It's, everything is fine. Everything is calm. Everything is self-care. Everything is, yeah, life is not about any worries. Not about any, nothing. No weights, no oil, no nothing. No shibudim. Agid has diagnosed. It's not Rashi. Rashi Shabbos Pivon Bez. The diagnosed mitzvahs. L'kayim mitzvahs v'charedim b'dovar. V'mitar daigo mischamimim k'dechsiv cham libi b'kirbi. We're talking about a basic yid. This halacha of paleta shifazer is given for regular Gemara in school. Regular Jew, regular Yiddish lady. The Torah expects to be the basic idea of a yid that they have a diagnosis. This is Yisrael Harim. This is what we spoke about tonight. It's Nakuda of Hashivos. But one doesn't want us to be taken over, trepidated with fear. It's not the Nakuda. It's part of the Galus Adam. Galus Adam is able to show concern of something and take it seriously. But that defines our yachas, our attitude to mitzvahs. How choshev mitzvahs are is not only in the chavivas of mitzvahs and simcha of mitzvahs, it's in the cheredas of mitzvahs. This is the yisoid of being charedim. This is one of the basic yidin, basic differences between a yid and a goy. I was saying a little bit of a kiddush. I'm sorry to say this. My shirt says keep a cat.